Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. Oh, bless you. praise the Lord, everybody. That was, you got a seed in the ground. It's working in your favor. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host today, Sister Ruby Lowry. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, and enlighten and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time and 8 a.m. in the Carolinas with Minister Billy Burns. And the title is They Overcame, and you can find that out of Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And it's a time for you to give your testimonies unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you for coming in on Saturday morning to join her. We know it's early on the California time, but it's 8 o'clock in the Carolinas. So God bless you. And tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. And it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, zip code 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived message. We appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And we just thank you so much for coming on today. Hallelujah. We were looking for Evangelist Agent Bernard on the line, but there she go. There she go. She's on time. Evangelist Bernard.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad therein. If my good friend and our brother in Christ Jesus was here, he would say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. How many have been redeemed today? Amen. We truly thank God for another opportunity to be on this Blog Talk Radio, a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We thank God for Sister Ruby, who's always supposed to come right on in. Amen. And she's always prompt and on time. So we bless the Lord for her today. We're not going to prolong anything today. Again, we want to thank each and every one of you all that tune in consistently, regularly, to listen to the broadcast. Amen. We pray that something is being said each and every day to encourage your heart and to give you a reason to want to continue on in Christ Jesus. I tell you, there's no other God that I'd rather serve than God. There's no other God that I'd rather stay connected to other than the true and living God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get right on in to our segment today. Amen. We have a treat for you. We haven't heard from our friend and our brother in Christ Jesus, Minister Democrat. Amen. So today we have a treat for you. Amen. He's always able to come in and give us a word. Amen. Sister Ruby?
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to attempt to get right on into this word on today. So we're going to go to our rebroadcast today. Amen. So we'll see just what the Lord is going to say to us on today. So you can listen to this song, and then we're going to get right.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my season to reap what I but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose.
Okay, let's go.
And I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my faithful grace for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say. This is my season for grace. For what else?
For favor.
This is my season. To reap what I
have sown.
Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good, but it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all.
Another opportunity to say something. Amen. On behalf of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God for all that called in. You could have been somewhere else. Amen. But you thought it not robbery to, amen, spend your time here. Amen. And we promise today that there is a rhema word. Amen. Like Sister Ruby said, here today, just for you. Amen. Amen. So we thank God. Amen again. Amen. Our evangelist had a birthday this past Sunday. Amen. We speak into her life. Amen. Evangelist Bernard, that her ladder, amen, will be better than her former. Amen. Amen. So we speak in that, amen, of God, that your gift will continue, amen, to make room for you. Amen. And we thank God for our armor bearer. Amen. Sister Ruby, Larry, the Bible says, enter into the gates with thanksgiving and praise. And that's exactly, amen, what that woman of God does. Amen. When she be on those ones and twos, amen, of God, and she plays that good worship music. Amen. That takes you to a place. Amen. No matter what you're going through, there's always a song. Amen. That can find you and take you there. So before we go another further, amen, we're going to have this song. Amen. This sister sing. Amen. Oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. And then we're going to go into prayer. So without any further ado, amen. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first love me. There is a name that I long to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, 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 how I love Jesus. Oh, 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 how I love Jesus. Because he first.
All right.
Loved me.
Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't we just give God a wave offering? Amen. Amen. Because he first, amen, loved me. Amen. Before I loved me. Hallelujah. Amen. Before people around you ever knew who you were, he knew. Amen. Who you were. Somebody just give God a wave offering for that. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to give you an opportunity now to talk to somebody that you love. Amen. And that's Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We had to talk to people, amen, of God, some that you don't like, that you don't like being around all week. Amen. Because you live there, because you work there, because you get a check there. But amen, now, amen, we're going to give you the opportunity to talk to somebody because you love him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I love you, Jesus. Amen. I love, amen, to God, what you did for me. Amen. I love what you got me out of. I love that you love me in spite of me. I love, amen, that your love with me is unconditional. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Begin to thank him right now. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Amen. Why everybody else, amen, saw the worst in me. Amen. God, you saw the best in me. And for that, I say thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, come on. We thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. We about to clean house, huh? We about to do some housekeeping before, amen, the sermon go forward. We got to clean house. Amen. I ask for every prophet, every pastor, every evangelist, amen, every intercessor, every brother, sister, everybody that know who he is. Amen, amen. Get your ropes out. Hallelujah. What do you mean, get my ropes out, brother preacher? Amen. I know I had to bring, amen, some props to this, amen, broadcast. What you talking about? The Bible says, whatever you bind on earth amen, is going to be bound in heaven. That means you have to tie something up. So not, amen, in the natural, amen, I'm asking you spiritually, amen, by the words that come out your mouth, to help us bind the strong man. Because we understand, amen, when you called in here today, amen, when you tuned into this broadcast, amen, you're tuned in with some distractions. You're called in with some distractions. But amen, amen to God, we're going to bind every distraction in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody, amen, find you a place. If you got to get down on your knees, if you got to sit in a chair, amen, if you got to walk back and forth, and feel the adversary under your feet as you step on his head. Amen. I need you to help us now bind the strong man in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, somebody. Lord, in the name of you, cover the message. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen, amen. Prepare the ground for the message. In other words, the ground is my mind. God, control my thoughts, amen, as the word is going forth in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. The atmosphere, amen, around me, God. The distractions, God. Bind every distraction. Oh, come on. Bind every distraction, amen, as the word go forth today, God. Amen. Keep my mind stayed on you. Oh, come on, somebody. Every pain, every sickness that calls into this mind, God, I want you to bind every, amen, thought, every pain, every ailment, every diagnosis, God. Amen. They called in. They did not understand that there was healing on this line. Oh, God, but there's a prophet on here, amen, to God, that can speak a word and there can be healing. Amen. There's a pastor on this line that can lay hands in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. There's, amen, to God, an evangelist. Hallelujah. Intercessor. Amen. Somebody praying right now. That's right. That pain going to be gone before the message starts because we are binding up the adversary in the name of Jesus. Somebody praying right now. How somebody is walking and putting something under their feet. Somebody is sitting in a chair. Amen. Waving their hands side to side. Hallelujah. Rebuking the adversary in the name of Jesus. Somebody is on their knees right now saying the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Something about that blood. Amen. Amen. When I bind up the strong man, he loses all his power when I say the blood of Jesus. So if you're listening on here and you say, I don't know how to bind anything. It might be some spirits lurking in your house. It might be some spirits lurking on your phone. But I just want you to say the blood of Jesus. And that's going to shake up, amen, every plan that he had. It's going to cancel every assignment in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus right now, God. Amen. Cover the message. Cover the messenger in the name of Jesus. God, we speak this, oh God. Even now, God, that, oh God, somebody, amen, that's binding them, oh God. Increase their rope strength, God. Hallelujah. They called in, oh God, discouraged. But oh God, as we begin to pray with them, because your brothers and your sisters is on this line, because a pastor is praying with you, an evangelist is praying with you. Oh God, come on, an evangelist. Amen. A prophet, a prophetess. Oh God, an intercessor. You ain't praying by yourself today. So get up and keep walking and put something under your feet before the message start. Amen. We preparing the ground. Hallelujah. God, work it out. Work it out. Hallelujah. Work it out, God. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on. Somebody say it out loud as you're walking. Work it out, God. Work it out, God. Whatever it is, work it out. Work it out, God. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is, God. But oh, God. Hallelujah. The adversary is in the wrong place. We bind him right now. Not by power nor by might. Oh, but by his spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Because of the anointing, the yoke is destroyed. Oh, bless the message, God. Hallelujah, God. I feel anointing. I feel a rope around something. Oh, God, in your house. A spiritual binding is going on in your house. A spiritual binding is going on in your congregation because of this prayer. Oh, come on. The spiritual binding around that sickness, amen, that came upon you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, whatever we bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven. Strengthen these ropes today, God. Oh, God, do it. Come on, come on, come on. In your ministry, oh, God, there's a binding going on. And if there's a binding going on, oh, hallelujah, you are attaching yourself, amen, to something. So as I'm tying up, Amen, amen, amen. That strong man. I'm attaching myself to my blessing. I'm attaching myself. See, when you're binding, amen, you're tying something up, amen, and you're attaching yourself to something. So I'm binding up, oh God, from this prayer in the name of Jesus, that strong man. And I'm attaching myself, amen, oh God, to my healing. I'm attaching myself, oh, come on, to my blessing. I'm attaching myself, oh God, hallelujah, to that prophetic. Oh, God, that you put in my mouth. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. A few more seconds. Hallelujah. The atmosphere is getting prepared for the message. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we give you a wave offering. Somebody sitting down and still rocking, shaking their head side to side, thanking you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody else is walking, God. I'm still stepping on stuff. I'm still binding stuff. Somebody else, oh, God, is on their knees. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. There's power. The Bible says the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth. Hallelujah. Somebody might want to be saved. Oh, God, but while the message is going forth, let the anointing have its way in your house. Let it have its way, oh, God, in your car. Let it have its way on the telephone. In the name of wherever the Spirit finds you, let the Spirit have its way. The Bible says, where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. We pray this prayer, God. Oh, God, let there be liberty. Oh, God, on this line, in the name of the, we speak liberty. We release liberty in the name of Jesus, God. We release it. Hallelujah. God, right this second, in that house, on that phone, in that sister sitting in that chair, in that brother, God, that's walking back and forth, that brother that's on his knees right now, God, hallelujah, brother that's sitting in his car, oh God, we release liberty, oh God, hallelujah, they begin free, oh God, to preach, free to prophesy, hallelujah, free to lay on hands in the name of Jesus, oh God, that woman of God, even now, hallelujah, God, over that prayer ministry, hallelujah, we release liberty in the name of Jesus. That sister sitting in that chair, sitting in her car. Oh, God, we release liberty. Oh, God, somebody say, I receive my liberty. Come on, come on, come on. I receive it. I receive my liberty. Heart, God has changed the atmosphere. Oh, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God, right now. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you. We thank you. We thank you even now, God. From the soles of our feet, oh God. Oh God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Hallelujah. Everything belongs to you, God. Oh God, we give ourselves away while the message is going forth. Have your way. If I got to mute my phone, hallelujah, I'm going to give you a shout when I catch something in the name of Jesus, God. When I catch it, amen, I'm going to run, God. Hallelujah. When I catch it, I'm going to start saying thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name of Jesus right now. We thank you, God, for this message. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to be talking about knowing God today. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's all right. Amen. Keep praising him for a little bit. Amen. Give him that wave offering. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, I need a few more seconds, brother preacher. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Let him have his way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. In your name, God. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I feel churchy. I feel that thing in my fingertips. Amen. I feel it in the back of my mouth. I feel like shouting. Hallelujah. Amen. We about to have some church. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for that song. Amen. A sister said, amen. Oh, how I love Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. She wasn't talking about how she's in love with this man or amen, I'm in love with my car or I'm in love with, amen, my job or boasting about anything. Amen. And she has a wonderful voice. Amen. But she wasn't even saying, Lord, I thank you for this voice. She was just saying to the people in the song, oh, how I love Jesus. I love him. I love him so much, I'm going to sing about him today. Amen. I love him so much, I'm going to live for him. Is that all right? Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Somebody, amen, to God, remembering, Amen to God. Amen. Where would I have been years ago, 10 years ago? Where was I at yesterday? Where was I at before I called into this broadcast? Where was I at had it not been, amen, for the Lord on my side? Amen, amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? You ought to just praise him for that. Amen to God. Hallelujah. You ought to just give God a wave off. Lord, amen to God. Amen. I'm not going to shout. Amen to God. I'm not going to run around and dance. But Lord, I'm going to just for a few seconds, amen, wave my hands side to side and tell you thank you. Amen. Had it not been for you, amen, amen, that bill wouldn't have got paid. Had it not been for you, God, amen, amen, I wouldn't have won that court case. Had it not been for you, amen, I would not have my life. I would be on the other side of dirt right this, oh, come on, somebody. Had it not been for the Lord on your side, amen, amen, you would be on the other side of dirt. Amen. You might as well tell the truth. Come on and praise him, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. So when I think of the goodness of Jesus, amen, and all he done for me, everything, amen, my soul, amen, cries out. Hallelujah. If I don't say nothing, my soul saying something. Hallelujah. If I'm whispering, my soul is crying, Abba Father. Amen. If I'm saying thank you, my soul is speaking in tongue to the Father. Lord, I thank you. Amen. My soul. Amen. Because see, my soul been traveling with me. See, this body is flesh. But inside of this flesh, see, God made me, amen, body, soul, and spirit. So my soul has been, my soul seen the stuff that God got me out of. My soul, amen, seen the stuff that I've been into. So, amen, not only me, but my soul looks back and wonders. Oh, bless his holy name. How I got over my soul, amen. How many of y'all, amen, understand you got a soul inside of you? Amen to God. And your soul, amen, was with you when God got you out of that. And your soul, amen, was with you when God got you out of that. So, amen to God, not only you, but your soul looks back in wonder. Amen. How I got over it. My soul, see, my soul seen me before I got my title. My soul seen me before I became this evangelist or pastor or bishop. My soul seen me before I became that prophet. Oh, I'm gonna reach somebody. My soul, amen, remembers me before I became that intercessor. My soul, before you called me brother, before you called me sister, my soul looks back in wonders. Hallelujah. How I got over. Come on and praise him, somebody. Amen, 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 my soul. Amen. I'm getting churchy right about now because my soul, see, it's not just me on this line with you right now. It's my soul. Hallelujah, my soul, my soul. Amen, amen, amen. I can see somebody rocking right now because your soul is starting to look back. Amen. Before you called into this line, amen, you was in a situation maybe a year ago, maybe a month ago, maybe a week ago, maybe just a few minutes ago, God got you out of something and your soul was sitting right there and it says, sister, I don't know how you got out of that. Brother, I don't know. Pastor, I don't know how you got out of that. Evangelist, I don't, come on somebody. Prophet, I don't know how you got out of that. Your soul looks back in wonders. Oh, bless his holy name. How I got over. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Somebody need to be praising him right now. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you. Amen. My soul. My soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles. The book of Proverbs, chapter number 4. Amen. And we're going to read verse number 5 through 7. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Book of Proverbs, chapter 4. Amen. Verses 5 through 7. Amen. Those of you that follow us online, BibleGateway.com. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And Proverbs chapter number 4, verse 5 through 7. Going to do a little teaching, a little preaching. Amen. That God will meet us here today. And he will, amen, have us leave here with a rhema word. Amen. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Amen. So you got to take something today. You got to catch it. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. And I want you to remember that. We're talking about she. Now, God, why would you say she will preserve? Love her. We're talking about her. Amen. And she shall keep thee. Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get an understanding. Now, understand that Jesus likes to speak to us in parables. He gives us, amen, earthly sayings, if you will, with heavenly meanings. Amen. And the forerunners of him did that as well. They say that David's son that wrote this, amen, Solomon was one of the wisest men in the world. And he looked at wisdom, amen, of God, like a woman. He said, now why am I going to call it a woman? Amen. I want you to think about that. Why did Solomon, when he preferred to wisdom, or referred to wisdom, he called it her? He said, forsake her not. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to show you, amen of God, there's a reason, amen, that he's calling it a she. Amen of God. Understand that Solomon had many wives. Solomon, amen, had many women. And he understood that men loved them some women. Even back then, he understood that, amen of God, they could not get enough of sleeping with women. And they could not get enough of having children from women. So what Solomon was doing here, he said, I want you to begin to treat God's word like you treat women. See, because he was talking to the men, because back then, amen to God, they did not even preach to the women. They would preach to the men, and they would say, men, amen to God, because I'm talking to the men. That's what Solomon was doing. I'm talking to the men, amen. I want you to begin to treat, amen to God, hallelujah, treat wisdom. Amen, like you treat your woman. Amen, I want you to know it. Amen. Well, come on, somebody. How can I know wisdom? Amen to God. Amen. Why do we call it her? Amen, 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 amen. I want us to go back. Amen. We want to go in our Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Amen, amen, amen. We're still talking about what Solomon was talking about. He said, amen, amen, amen. I want you to know wisdom. I want you to know wisdom. Now, in the 1 Corinthians, and those of us, we're going to read the King James Version, then we're going to go to the Amplified, because I want to show you something. Amen. All right. The King James Version, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and verse 14, you got to say amen. All right. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. Now it's important. Now when you know something, amen of God, you think about, oh, I remembered it. Amen of God. This is what you think when you read that word. When I know something, I remember something, because they are spiritually discerned. You can't even know it. You can't even remember. You can't even understand something. But amen, when the word know is in the Bible, you have to look at it a certain way and understand, amen, the context of that word know. We remember when Adam would go into Eve, the Bible was said, and Adam knew Eve, and they had children. And Abraham would know Sarai, she would have a son, and so forth. Every time somebody knew somebody in the Bible, that means they joined themselves to them. Amen. So what Solomon was doing, because he was the wisest man in the world, he knew, amen of God, in other words, if I'm going to get wisdom, amen of God, and understanding, amen of God, amen, there is a fruit that's going to come from it. I have to connect myself to, oh, come on, somebody. I have to have a connection to wisdom. I have to have a connection. I have to literally know it. Amen, amen. The Bible said that Adam knew Eve. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. I want you to know this word today. Amen. I wanted to get it down inside of you. Amen. So much so, amen to God, that you will have a connection and a joining to the word of God. That therefore, that when you know the word of God, amen. I'm not talking about something you memorize, but when it's inside of you and you are inside of it, and that means that you knew it, you're going to see some fruit. Amen. But the spirit or the natural man don't get this. He don't get this. Because listen now. The natural man don't want to know the spiritual thing. The natural man don't want to know. See, if you look at wisdom like a woman, amen, the natural man look at her like she's an ugly woman. She's like, she ain't pretty. Wisdom ain't pretty enough. We in a day and time now where if you say you smart, like our president, that's an insult. Oh, he's an intellectual. Amen. He's not someone I want to have a beer with. This is the things that they say when they're voting for presidents. Oh, I can't see myself sitting down having a beer. I hope not. Amen, amen. I'm looking for an intellectual. I'm looking for a leader. So, amen to God. I'm not looking, see, but the natural man, the flesh, amen, don't want nobody intellectual. The flesh don't want nobody, amen, that's going to save his life. The flesh just want immediate satisfaction. The Bible says, amen, but God don't work in the flesh. Amen, amen. If you're going to get to know me, amen, amen. Solomon said, amen to God, just like y'all know these women out here, amen to God, hallelujah, amen. And just like you caught them to have children, you got to know them first. Oh, I'm talking to somebody, hallelujah. Amen. To get wisdom, you got to know God first. And I'm not talking about, amen to God, just reading about him. I'm talking about becoming one with him. And amen, this is what we talk about. Well, where is the text, brother teacher? Amen, the text is, amen today. I want you, amen to God, in the reading of this, amen, to become one with Jesus. Because there's a separation between you and God. God told me to tell you this today, that there's a separation going on. He may say, amen to God, when the last time you knew me? Amen, so much so, amen, when you came into me. Like when Adam came into Eve, he knew her. Amen, he laid down with her. They became one, amen to God. Amen, and they made a child together. Amen, when the last time you and God made a message together? When the last time God, amen, you got together and God gave you discernment in the Bible? See, there's a separation when you in the flesh. The natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he wet. He know them. Neither can he what? He know them. In other words, you cannot lay down with the word of God. You cannot, amen, become one with it because they are spiritually discerned. Hallelujah. Go, amen, with me. Amen. To the Amplified, amen, version. Amen. We're going to read. We're still in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Solomon called wisdom a she. And he used the word no. He said no. See, I want y'all to know this Bible today. Somebody say, know your Bible. Amen. And when I say know it, amen to God, I'm not talking about remember it or just memorize it. But just like Adam knew Eve, I want you to know your Bible. Just like Adam knew Eve, I want you, amen, to know the Word of God. Just like Adam knew Eve, I want you to become one with the Spirit of God. So much so that when you go in, amen to God, amen, you in the Spirit. And God is speaking to you and you speaking to Him. Amen. And y'all in an intimate setting. Amen. In other words, you are in the Spirit. You are no longer in the flesh, amen to God, because the Bible says, but the natural, and we are in the Amplified Bible, but the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teaching, huh? Amen to God, and revelations of the Spirit of God. Amen. Here we go. Amen to God. He says, and he... Okay, now I want to read that again. Amen. Let's just read that again. Follow me, Amplified Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural, non-spiritual man doth not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit. For they are folly, meaningless, nothing. They don't mean nothing. They're nonsense. He can't understand it. They're nonsense to him. And the Bible says, see that word go again, and he is incapable of knowing them. See, you can't be in the flesh and know God. Imagine a natural body trying to, amen to God, touch a spiritual body. Your hand would go right through it. You could not connect with it. And this is what God is saying. Amen to God. If you are in the flesh,
There is no way that you can connect spiritually with what I'm trying to tell you. So you're going to have to transfer yourself from the natural man to the spiritual man. Amen. To get spiritual discernment. So how can I do that, God? He said, you got to know me. In other words, your body got to connect. Amen. Like Adam connected with Eve. The Bible says that Adam knew Eve. In other words, he went into her. Amen. You got to go into the Word of God. You got to go into it. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. God wants you to connect. Amen. So you say, and amen to God. And brother preacher knew God. And sister teacher knew God. And bishop knew God. Oh, come on. That means you went into him. That you transformed yourself from the flesh to the spirit. And you know God. I wonder if we got some people in here that's ready to know God. I wonder if we got some people in here that's ready to get out of the flesh and into the spirit. Amen. Because I want to know him. I want to go into the word of God. I want to go into the higher heights and the deeper depths. But I can't walk in with my natural body because my natural feet can't go there. My natural mind can't go there. My natural body can't go there. But if I transform myself, oh, bless his holy name, into the spiritual, I can know him like Adam knew Eve. He went into her. God wants you to not just open up the Bible, but get into the Bible. Amen. Don't just go into prayer, but get into prayer. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. Amen. God talked about that natural man cannot even understand it because these are spiritual things. It's time, amen, to know God. Amen. Stop being around him. But it's time to, amen, get inside of the word of God. It's time to get inside the spiritual things of God. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. Even as we are speaking this message, somebody is getting to know him right now. Say, Lord, I'm tired of just, amen, opening up my Bible, amen, in church. I'm tired of just praying when I'm around, amen, church folks. But God, now I want to know you spiritually. I want to know you intimately. Just like Adam knew Eve, I want to know this word of God. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Proverbs told us in chapter 4, amen of God. He said, amen, in verse 6, forsake her not. Why am I calling it a her? Because wisdom, you can connect yourself to wisdom like you connect yourself to a woman, like you connect yourself to a mate. Amen. Forsake her not. And she shall preserve thee. In other words, when something is preserved, it lasts longer. Amen to God. When you're trying to preserve something in your refrigerator, you put it inside of something. You put it inside of a container. Other things that are not inside that container are not going to last as long as the things that are preserved. Amen. So, amen, all of a sudden, when you know God, the Bible said you are preserved. Amen. I'm talking to somebody. It says, verse 6, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Why am I calling a woman again? Because you connect with the woman. Amen. You join yourself to a woman. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Back then, amen to God, they didn't have women this and women that. They only had men. The men didn't even accept women disciples back then. They only had men following them. So when they would speak, he'd be speaking to a group of men. And you know how men talk. Amen. That's what Solomon had. A lot of wives, and Solomon, amen to God, knew what it was to, amen, court women. Amen. So when Solomon was talking to the fellas, he said, amen, I want you to treat it like you treat your women. Amen, 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 amen. I want you to connect to this wisdom like you connect to your women. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. When the last time you connected to something? I mean, amen to God, you went all the way in and said, Lord, guess what? Amen. I'm connecting. Amen to God. I'm going to read. I'm going to fast. Amen. I'm going to call into this line every day if necessary. I'm going to be at every service. Amen. When the last time you did that? Amen. 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 Forsake her not. Connect yourself. Somebody say connect yourself. Love her and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom and with all thy getting, get an understanding. Now, you know I have to talk about the tabernacle. Because when I talk about the tabernacle, amen to God, there was a holiness of holies. Amen. And there was a curtain that separated, amen, that the man of God or the high priest from the holiness of holies. So when he would walk in, the high priest, amen to God, and he would light the altar of incense. He would take these hot smelling rocks and coals and myrrh, and he would dip them, amen, into the fire. And when they would, amen to God, get lit on fire, they would create a smoke. and they would smoke up the entire room so much where he couldn't even see that man of God, that priest anymore. Amen to God. God wants you, this is how you become intimate with him. God said, amen to God, amen, I want you to get so into me that I don't even see you no more. All I see is Jesus. Amen. When people are preaching, I don't want them to even see you anymore. I want them to only see Jesus. Imagine that priest walking in that, amen, 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 tabernacle, amen. He got those rocks, and he picked those rocks up, amen, with the forks, whatever he uses, and amen, and he dumped them in that hot fire and coal, amen, amen. Then he picked them up, and then the room began to smell up with smoke, with sweet smelling savor, amen to God, amen. And God said, don't you dare go past that curtain until I can't see you anymore. I want you to light up the whole room with smoke. And this is what happened, amen to God. When you begin to connect to Jesus, when you know him, or I'm talking about knowing God today, amen. And what's the text? What's the text? Knowing God, amen to God, amen. Get wisdom, amen. Solomon said, I want you to know God, amen. Get it so you can know him. The flesh don't know him. The flesh can't even understand him. But when you know God, amen, I don't even see you no more. Amen. Somebody is praising God now. Amen. I don't even see you no more. All I see is Jesus. Because it has to take a Jesus inside of you to be able to praise God and be in the situation that you in. Amen. That's how I'm talking intimacy. When you are intimate with God. Amen. Like Solomon said. Amen. Amen. Like a man is with a woman. Amen to God. Amen. They don't care who's watching. They don't care who's around. Amen. We're going to make a baby. We are determined to make a baby. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. When I am intimate with Jesus, I don't care who's looking at me. The high priest was walking and with his rocks. Amen. He's doing what the Bible says. Amen to God. He said, amen to God. I don't want to be in the flesh. I want to get to that other room. Amen. And what's separating me from that other room is a curtain. Amen. What's separating me from that other room is the flesh. And God wants you to come out of the flesh today and know who he is. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I want to know him. Amen. I want to know God like Adam knew Eve. I want to know God like Abraham knew Sarah. I want to know, oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. God, I want to know him. Amen. I want to know him. I want to know him. Amen. So I see this high priest. Amen. Begin to walk. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. He's walking with these hot coals. And he's, amen, the room is smoking up. Amen. With sweet smelling savor. And they tell me that that's like the prayers of the saints. Going up. Amen. To God covering him. Amen. So I cannot see the high priest. Only when the room, oh, come on. Come on, Bible scholars. That's reading about Josephus. Amen. That's reading about the antiquities. That's reading about all that other kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about when I talk about what the high priest had to go through. Amen. He had to heat up the whole room. You got to change the whole atmosphere where you at. He began to walk back and forth with them rocks as they begin to smoke up the room. Amen. Because he said, if I'm going to go in that room, amen, they can't not see me. All they're going to have to be able to see is Jesus. Oh, come on. Somebody is smoking up their room right now. Amen. I'm smoking it up with Jesus. See, if I was in the flesh, amen, I would react this way. But I'm in the spirit. Amen. So, amen, you ain't going to be able to see me no more. All you're going to be able to do is see Jesus. Amen. So that priest is walking. Amen. God, I want to go in the other room, but there's a veil that's separating me to go in there. And before I go past that veil, if I try to go in there without doing what God said, I'm going to die. And many of us are spiritually dead because we done walk past that veil, amen, without, amen, getting into the spirit, without, amen, covering ourselves. Amen. God. And when you don't cover yourself, when you go past that veil, you go in there and you say, I want to preach, and then you backslide. You want to teach, and then you backslide. You want to prophesy, and then you backslide. Oh, come on, somebody. I know what I'm talking about because I was one of those people, amen to God, who went past the veil, amen to God, without being in the spirit. I went in the flesh. And, oh, come on, somebody. Amen. And the Bible says, I'm going to go back to the Amplified. See, when you're in the flesh, amen to God, amen to God, in the natural, amen, the non-spiritual man don't even accept or welcome the spirit, amen, of the heart. I'm in the Amplified definition. Amen. amen, of that verse, amen, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Amen, when I'm in the flesh, the Bible says, amen to God, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. When I'm in the flesh, I don't accept or welcome or admit it into my heart. The gifts of the teaching of the revelation of the Spirit of God, they are folly to me. They don't mean nothing. It's nonsense to me. And he is incapable of knowing, amen to God. I can't even connect. I can't even connect with the Spirit. Amen. I'm incapable because I'm in the flesh. So imagine you trying to go on that other side of the curtain. Imagine you trying to go on that other side and you have not yet gotten out of the flesh. Amen. You're trying to go there. The Bible said they will spiritually die. One by one, every high priest who didn't do exactly what the Bible say do. You go on the other side of the veil and the holiest of holiest and you die. You drop dead. Amen. Honey, amen to God. You're spiritually dead. Amen. You stop preaching. You stop teaching. You stop interceding. You stop doing everything because, amen, you didn't get out the flesh first. Amen. Solomon said, wrap her around your neck. Amen. Hallelujah. Wisdom. Amen to God. You got to know her. Amen. Like Adam knew Eve. You got to know who she is. When you go into her, you got to connect yourself. Amen. In other words, I'm always talking. Somebody, we sang the song, "Oh, How I Love Jesus." Why? Because he first loved me, so I'm always talking to him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct. Even when you're eating, acknowledge him. Even when you're sleeping, acknowledge him in all thy ways. So I see this high priest. He's walking in there. Amen. I got to get into the holiness of holies. But amen, I got, hallelujah, I got to cover this room with smoke. So he dips the rock some more, them incense, and the room gets smokier and smokier. And after a while, he don't even see him anymore. Amen. After a while, you begin to preach, you don't even see you no more. You begin to pray, you don't even see you anymore because you are in the Spirit. God begin to take you. You don't even feel the ground under your feet. Oh, somebody is walking back and forth. Amen. See, you getting to know God like Adam knew Eve. You can connect it to him. Amen. Amen. This is an intimate thing. Yes, he's your God, but he is my. Oh, come on. Somebody getting intimate right now. Hallelujah. I'm talking to him. I'm telling him my personal business. He is speaking back to me, and I'm saying, yay, Lord. He is. Oh, come on. Come on. He is talking back to me, and I'm saying, yes, God. Amen. It's one thing to talk to God, but amen, God will be intimate with you. He said, amen, it will come a time where, amen, I'm not going to just call you a disciple, but I'm going to call you my friend, and my friend, I reveal myself to. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. The Bible says, for amen to God, hallelujah, and he is incapable of knowing them, hallelujah, understanding and becoming better and acquainted with them because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. God wants to take you to that next level. Amen, 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 where you are estimated and appreciated. How can I do this, God? Amen. Like that high priest, amen, he dipped them rocks. I want you to dip your spiritual rock. Amen. Your rock is Jesus. What you're standing on is Jesus. Amen, amen. Let him change the atmosphere in the room. That's all the priest did. He took them rocks and he dipped them. Amen. And then the smoke began to change the atmosphere. The clearness of the room went to a smoky atmosphere. Amen. When you lose the rock, who is the rock? Jesus. And I take that rock wherever I'm at, and it began to change the atmosphere. Amen. Amen. When that devil was running rapid, amen, just like you did in the beginning, and you're bound up oh, come on. Somebody just pulled out another rope. That's right. Amen. The God bind up that strong man. Amen. It's time now to take your rocks out like that high priest did in the Old Testament. And he walked around the holiness of holies with them rocks. God lit up the room. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Then he was able to go behind the curtain. Amen. 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 The holy place. Oh, God, in the tabernacle. Amen. I believe somebody want to get to the holy place. You want to get to when you pray, God answer. You want to get to when you speak a word, it comes to pass. You want to get to when you say, Lord, heal. You want to see, amen to God, that God will heal somebody. Amen. But to get behind that curtain, amen to God, you got to dip your rocks and let it change the atmosphere. Amen. Let Jesus change your atmosphere right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. I don't care what you did before you called in here. I don't care what happened an hour ago. What happened last week. I don't care. Let God change your atmosphere. For when you hang up, amen, God, this phone, your atmosphere will be changed. When you hang up, Amen. A God, how do you will know God? It will be a connection. It will be a spiritual relationship. Like Adam knew Eve, you know God's word. You made love to the word of God. You woke up with it. Hallelujah. You went to sleep with it. Amen. You're talking to it all. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. And after that, you had fruit. You bear fruit because you can make love to something, and then you're going to bear fruit. Amen. Something going to come out of all that reading. Something about to come out of all that praying. Something about to come out of all that talking to Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Let the rock change the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, it's changing, it's changing. Your atmosphere has changed at work. Your atmosphere has changed in your congregation. Your atmosphere has changed in your prayer group. Your atmosphere is changing. God is changing some stuff right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let him have his way right now. That's right, hallelujah. Not by power, nor by might. Oh, by his spirit. Oh, God, hallelujah. Amen, God. And then the high priest. Amen. When he goes behind the curtain, amen, you can't see him anymore because the rock done changed the atmosphere. That rock that he dipped in that fire, amen, a God done put incense in the room. You now you don't even smell the same. You can't even see me no more. Amen, a God. I want to do it where I can blind you physically so you can begin to see spiritually. Being a natural man don't understand what we're saying because this is spiritually discerned. So, amen, a God. Now, God, show me spiritually. Blind me with the smoke. Change the atmosphere so I cannot see. Amen to God. And then lead me, God, as I'm in the holiness of holies. Oh, come on, somebody. Dip your rock. Dip your rock. Dip your Holy Ghost rock. Your rock is Jesus. Let Jesus change the atmosphere like that priest, that high priest, changed the atmosphere in the tabernacle. He walked from this side of the room to this side, waving the rocks as the smoke began to smoke up the room. Amen. Begin to wave your Jesus around. Amen. Hallelujah. Let him smoke up your house. Let him smoke up your job. Hallelujah. Let him smoke up, amen, hallelujah, your prayer group. Let, wherever you're at right now, let him say, oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Dip your rock. Your rock is Jesus. Let Jesus change your atmosphere. In the name, in the name, in the name. Right now, God, we thank you. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Know God. Know God. Know God. Amen. I want you to know him. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Like y'all know these men and women out there. Amen. You know everything about them. Hallelujah. You got this social network and you can find out everything. Amen. It's time to know God like that. Hallelujah. Amen to God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name shall be praised. Now, what about the rising of the sun? Amen. Amen. Jesus rose. So if Jesus rose, the Bible says, greater shall you do. So if I rose up from this earth, when they stabbed me, when they beat me up, when they spit on me, when they put a crown of thorns in my head, if I still rose after all of that, amen, I believe you can rose up after somebody talked about you. I think you can still rise up after you've been lied on. I think you can still rise up after you've been cheated on. Amen. The Bible says it. From the rising of the sun is Jesus. If he got up, I got up. If he can get up, I can get up. To the going down of the same, the Bible says he went down into hell and he preached that sermon and he got all them souls out. He said, amen, the devil, you ain't got no power over me even in death. You don't even have power over what belongs to me even in death. And the Bible said he went down in hell and he got them souls up. I'm trying to tell you, from the rising of the sun, if he got up, I don't care what you going through right now. If he got beat up and spit on and still rose, I want you to, amen, still rise. Amen. When they spit on you, I want you to still rise. Like, amen, Maya Angelou said, still I rise. Amen. No matter what I go through, I'm looking at a plant. Amen. And a plant can go through some scorching sun. And the plant can get beat up by rain all night long. Amen. How many of y'all been wet before? How many of y'all been rained on? It seemed like the rain wouldn't stop. Amen. You lose your job. Amen. You get wet. Amen. Your husband leave. You get wet. Amen. You lose. Amen. A child. You get wet. Amen. You lose a case. It get wet. It seems like, amen, all night long. Amen. That it's raining. But I'm here to tell you today, amen, that even though you're going through all of that, amen, if Jesus rose, so can you. that flower been rained on and been rained on. They got something called a black rose. A black rose can go through that stuff and it still rises. Oh, come on, somebody. In the midst of stuff, it still rises. I'm telling you that if you know God, amen to God like that, amen to God, it will affect the atmosphere like that high priest with the rocks. Amen. You can change things around you. Amen. Won't you do that tonight? Hallelujah. Today, this afternoon, whenever you're listening. Amen. God wants you to know him. Amen. Know him. Won't you know him today? Amen. See, the natural man don't understand the things of the spirit. Amen. Well, he's not even concerned about it. But I'm trying to get you out of yourself. I'm trying to get you out of flesh. The Bible says, but he must increase. That's Jesus. And you must decrease. Hallelujah. This is what God wants to do. I want to live so God can use me anywhere and any time. Hallelujah. I want to live so God can use me anywhere and any time. I'm going to preach so God can use me anywhere. Hallelujah. Any time. I'm going to preach so God can use me anywhere, anytime. I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere and anytime. I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere and anytime. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Amen. Somebody want to know you now, God. Amen. They're not worried about what happened before they called in. Oh, God, but you want to affect them right this second. Understanding that, amen, all they got to do is dip your rock did like that priest. Amen. And they can change the atmosphere. They can smoke up the room. Amen. By just the rock of Jesus, letting them know that I'm saved and I'm sanctified. Hallelujah. And I'm running for my life. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. We turn it back in the hand of, amen, Sister Ruby. Amen. Evangelist Bernard. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow. Well, praise the Lord. That was the word. Change your atmosphere. Amen. 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 We were talking this week about a good name. Hallelujah. And he sent us this message. Amen. This was a fresh word today. Glory to God. A fresh word. Hallelujah. Changing your atmosphere. Amen. Amen. And that's the only way we're going to really be able to tap into what God is saying for each and every one of us. We have to change our atmosphere. And sometimes that means changing the people that surround us. Ah, glory to God. Because if they're not conducive for our lifestyle, and if they're not living holy, those spirits, as the man of God said, they're transformable. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord for that word on today, all the way from London, England. Ministers, a liberal Democrat, sent us a word. Amen, amen. Sister Ruby, we only have a few people on the line, so we're going to just tap on into those that have tuned in and listened. We were scheduled to do a rebroadcast, but that was a word that Minister Democrat had for us that he pre-recorded. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that today. Amen. Those that's on the line, Sister Ruby. Woo, glory to God. I know it was for me. It was for me. Somebody say that word was for me. See, anything that come over this line, anytime we're feasting at God's table, amen, we something should be in the word for us. Glory. Thank you, Lord. All right, Sister Ruby, God bless you. Great word, great word.
God bless.
Encouraging word.
Great word, knowing God first.
Knowing him first.
Knowing him first within yourself. Change your atmosphere. Ooh. Minister William Cardwell.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I love Pastor Democrat's teaching. It's awesome. It's always right on time.
Always.
Always let the Spirit move him.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I'm just blessed with that. That yes, we know him, and we know that he is. He's in us. He's moving in us. And Pastor Democrat just lets us know that as children of God, he really lets us know that God is moving in us, because that's a powerful word. God bless him.
Mm.
God bless you.
Mm.
Amen.
Well, God bless you. We're looking to hear you next week, next Monday, I think you scheduled. I don't know if we're continuing on with the good name or what, but we certainly will get the information to you in well enough time, Ella Caldwell. So God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I'm blessed. I am blessed.
All right. You're blessed to be a blessing to others. Amen. So spread this word. Share this word that you hear. Share it. It is to be shared. Amen.
Well, that was the word. That was definitely
that
the word.
That was the word.
That was the word. God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Two and three, touching and agreeing. God
Amen.
Is right here. The atmosphere has already been charged. Hallelujah. Charged.
Hallelujah. Praise
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, you would be on the whole time now. Thank you. No interrupt. God bless. You got all the words. Sister Renita.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Praise
oh, God.
God
bless you. Praise
God. I was for half of it, but I knew who it was, and I got still and listened. That was an on-time word. Every time
yes,
he come on
Lord.
And preach and teach, he teaches me something new about myself
mm.
and a new way to walk and get closer and tap into God.
Mm.
I appreciate that man of God.
Mm.
That word
wow.
was for me. He teaches me. I enjoy listening. I thank God for him. And everyone else there that's out there with you, Pastor Bernard, I couldn't wait to see that on air. Sister Ruby and anyone else there, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen, amen. And we want you all to tune in on Saturday. Make a sacrifice. I know on the West Coast it's 5 in the morning. But I tell you, if you make a sacrifice to be a blessing and be able to put a smile on somebody else's face, God will do the same thing for you. I think Minister Sister Renita is she's hosting the Saturday segment, They Overcame.
Yeah.
So that's the time when you can call and give your testimony. So she'll be hosting that segment this Saturday, the same call-in number. That's at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So call in and be a support. Call in and share what God is doing in your life. Amen. It's about what he's doing for you and what he's doing for others. Amen. So you certainly can tune in to They Overcame on Saturday. Every Saturday, Mr. Burns is just about, I think in November, be approaching our second year on the Saturday segment. Amen. And we certainly appreciate her and her husband for continuing to host that wonderful broadcast on Saturday morning. So I'll be up at 7. It's 7. I'm in New Orleans now, Minister Renita, so I can tune in. So I will certainly be on to support that broadcast. That's all under our umbrella, New Destiny Ministries. Amen. So we want you all to tune in, and we're going to be announcing it again tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Sister Ruby. Thank you, Sister Renita.
Thank you. Minister Aaron. Minister Aaron.
All right. He might be on mute or something. Anyway, we'll go to Sister Ruby, and then we're going to offer up some prayer. I want you all to continue to pray for the Williams family that lost their 4-year-old daughter this past weekend drowned in a pool. We want to send up prayer for them and pray for Minister Cresha and also Pastor Miracle's mother. Amen. I heard they're doing well, but we still want to lift them up in prayer. Amen. Sister Ruby.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Democrat, all the way from London. I'll say.
London. Ah, yo, we miss him, too. He's on time.
Yeah.
Though. He know how to, he know all of this modern technology where you can send anything in a matter of seconds. Amen.
Hmm. Oh, praise
God. All right, Sister Ruby.
Okay, God bless. It's just a blessing that Minister Liberal Democrat is obedient to Jesus and this word, because the Lord uses him mightily. And I say, Lord, I thank you, because he says knowing God and knowing him first, we still could be saved, but we still may be walking in the flesh. So, I mean,
all right.
I said, Lord, thank you for the word every day is coming down. Examine ourselves. And we say, we this, we that. Are we getting through to the Lord? For me, I only can speak for me. Am my flesh going to the spiritual applications, like he said about the priest and all like that? So I say, Lord, I just thank you. And whoever sung that song, I don't know where did. Do you know where he got that song from, Evangelist?
No, I don't.
No, she sang that song.
She sang it. Oh,
Lord,
I love
have mercy.
Jesus.
That was a blessing along with the message. I say, Lord, there's always everything I look for me now, saints. Every time I hear the Lord, I'm saying I got to examine myself, the front, the back, the side, the everything that comes along with being a saint. You know, like what it say, good name. We were sinners, and the Lord turned us into saints and Christians. So I say, Lord, I thank you for Minister Democrat. Can't nobody do it like him, because he's going to pray for 15. And as the Lord lead, he's going to pray and clear the air, and then the Lord will give him what thus to say. So I'm just so grateful for the blessing that he sent all the way from London to the broadcast. The Lord just put him on this broadcast from chat room on into the switchboard. And I say, Lord, have mercy. The Lord knows what we stand in need of on this earth. And if set it up, he will operate and bring it to the purpose and the plan, and he will use his people. So God bless. It was a blessing. I'll turn it back over to you, Francis.
Amen, amen. So we certainly thank God for that awesome word on today. Truly, God always have a ram in the bush. He always has a word to encourage us. And we say, don't sign off, because God has a word just for you. I tell you, that word was just what I needed today. Amen. Needed to be uplifted, needed to be encouraged, and needed to be inspired, and know that, hey, when we're doing things as unto the Lord, all we have to do is stay focused. God will see us through. Amen. So we thank you all. We'll tune in tomorrow. I don't know what the schedule is going to be. Maybe Prophet Davis will be on. I'm not 100% certain. But tune in. Somebody will be ministering the word on tomorrow. Amen. So God bless you all. We're going to lift up this this William family, and also lift up Minister Cretia and Pastor Miracle's mother. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, God. Lord God, you know the hearts of your people. God, we asking you to remember the Williams family that lost their daughter on this past week, God. We asking you to comfort them, God. Oh, God, bring peace in that family, Lord God. Let there be no division. In the name of Jesus, comfort siblings, God, the brothers and the other daughter that is left, God. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Remember the mother, God. Remember her sacrifices and her father, God. Remember the sacrifices that they have made, Lord God. Only you know the day that we're going to get out of here, Lord. We don't know. Amen. That's why it behooves us to serve you daily, God, with the righteous heart, hallelujah, with the heart, amen, to be able to receive a heart, to be able to impart something to our fellow man in the name of Jesus. Remember, Pastor Miracle's mother, God, continue to touch her and strengthen her body, God, in the name of Jesus. And Minister Creature, God, who we just finished fellowshipping with, Lord God, we don't know what's going on. It could be stress, God, but we come against stress right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind it and we send it back to the pits of hell. Amen. We come against stress. We come against worration. We come against frustration. We come against fretting, God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Lord God. Make every crooked path straight, God, in the name of Jesus. Open up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain on us, God. You said we would be the lender and not the borrower. You said we would be above and not beneath. You said we would be first and not last, God. You say anything that we ask, God, touching two or three are touching and agreeing on any one thing, that you would be in the midst, God. We bind the adversary today, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against witches and warlocks. We come against manipulation. We come against discord sowing. We come against gossiping and backbiting and jealousy. We come against all those that are practicing things that's not of you, God. We come against it in the name of Jesus, and we lifting up the fruits of the Spirit on today. We lifting up peace. We lifting up joy. We lifting up love. We lifting up long suffering, gentleness, kindness, meekness. God, in the name of Jesus, help us to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Help us, Lord God, to walk circumspectly before you, God. Help us to remember from whence we came. Help us to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. We know that all of our help come from the Lord. Help us, Lord, to stay focus. Help us, Lord God, because you say he that keep his mind stayed on you, you would keep him in perfect peace. You would give him peace that surpasses all understanding. God, help us to trust you. Hey, glory to God. Help us to push back the place, God. God, I bless you today. I thank you for being a God that never forget. I thank you for being a God that always remember, even when we forget, God. Stir up our pure mind. You said stir up our pure mind by the way of remembrance. God, I bless you today. We're looking for the latter rain, God. We're looking for the latter rain, God, in this end time. Don't let us get complacent. Don't let us get discouraged, but help us to stay in your will, God. We don't want to be in your permissive will, but we want to be in your divine will, God. Because if we're in your divine will, God, everything will line up according to your plan. Line up on line and precept upon precept. Continue to strengthen Sister Ruby, God. God, keep the hedge about our home, God. And everything that she owns, God, keep that hedge about her. In the name of Jesus, remember Minister William Caldwell. Remember his family, God. Remember his wife and his children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, remember Sister Renita, God. Bless our pastor, Dr. London, today, God. Remember our sons and our daughter, God. Our grandchildren, God. Remember them, God. In the name of Jesus. Remember Minister Aaron Singleton, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for allowing him to be here to assist. We don't know, God, but you know the appointed time. You know things that's going to occur before they even happen. God, and we bless you for it. Remember all those that's not on the line. shine today. Hey, Jesus, and even those that tune in a little bit later, God, remember their households today. Remember their families, God. Remember those that's in this city, God, in New Orleans. Remember my son, God. Send your angels to comfort him right now. God, remember my granddaughter as she on the highway, God. Shield and protect the Lord, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today, God. Don't forget about Danielle, God. Continue to let the powers that be work in her behalf, God, where she can come home this year, God. We're looking for this year, for the prison doors to open. This is the year, God. We're looking for that release in the name of Jesus. Remember my mother, God, my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. Cover them with your blood, God. Cover them with your word, God. Remember Pastor R.C. Blakes and Pastor Samuel Blakes, Mother Blakes. Remember the Blake family as a whole. Remember Bishop Lewis, God. I'm asking you to touch his mother, God. In the name of Jesus, touch her body, God. In the name of Jesus, 90 years old, God. But if you say she gonna live longer, she's going to live longer, God, because you are the one. You are the giver of life. God, can't nothing get past you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Continue, Lord God, to lift up Mother Charity, God, and the bereaved family in Detroit and Lansing, God. Remember Bishop Alfred Singleton and his wife, God. Strengthen his body, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember all the participants that came to the crusade, God. Remember Pastor Beatrice, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Sister T. She's vacationing in Hawaii, God. Thank you for blessing her up with a wonderful vacation, God. She's deserving of that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Remember Prophetess Darlene. Haven't seen her, God. Oh, God, but you know where she's at, God. Continue to encourage her heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Bless Pastor Miracle, God, to continue to do the work that you have started in her, God. Pastor Gloria Smith, God, remember her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Dismiss us off this line, God, but never from your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
God bless. We're going to end it because of who you are, Father.
Because of who you are.
Okay, God bless. See you tomorrow.